something that is a difficulty in men's compared to women's. You've got limited visibility, so you want your head to be on a swivel at all times.
I do agree in a sense, because it is always hard, and women do wear goggles. It's not
the same,
but like, it's not a given. But with men's, you train to do those things. They know what they're doing. They know all the techniques. I think they just need to get, like for Lancaster, I think they need to get their heads in.
Yeah.
They're letting small things slip past.
I was going to say, it's like silly mistakes that they are better than. We've seen them play better than.
I mean, they're, it always seems like there's a man in the hole or at X, someone free to, for those passes. Those passes, there should be enough pressure to stop those passes. They need to be pressure on, especially if it's 5-2. I now really, really, really want to see defence push up a bit more and be louder. And obviously, it's hot, it's tiring, everything. But defence really need to start putting pressure on stick, body, everything.
Definitely.
And shutting down those cuts through.
They're
letting them get so close to the fan, getting close to the goal, and they're getting those easy goals.
Lancaster.
Yeah, Horden, let's go.
Horden! Taylor Grundy once again slowing the play down, letting York use their substitute gate really well. I think that's something York have really excelled at this match.
I would say I'm confused by Lancaster of not spotting number 13 quick enough. He seems to be the person that's always in the mid, taking that ball, slowing it down, making that next pass.
And that's another goal for York. And that's the first
another
goal
to York.
Forster this match.
13 is the player, and I'm
I've just spotted the captain Cam there.
Waving the flag.